Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is style guides. It's true that when it comes to grammar, there are a lot of hard and fast rules, but it's also true that there are hundreds, maybe thousands, of issues that are dictated by style. I know it would be much easier if the rules were just black and white and I could always just tell you what to do. I like to tell people what to do, but in a lot of cases, you're just going to have to decide on your own. Here's an example. There's an email list for writers that I subscribe to where people are practically in a flame war right now about whether there should be one or two spaces after the period at the end of a sentence. These people are surprisingly militant about spaces. Honestly, it kind of scares me. But regardless of what you think about the issue, the bottom line is that it's enough of an unresolved point that it's a matter of style. You should just find out what the style is of the people you're writing for and do it the way they want you to. So back to the topic, what's a style guide? A style guide is a document that's typically put together by editors, managers, or producers to define how they want their writers to handle all the unresolved writing and grammar problems that arise. And believe me, they do arise on an almost hourly basis. It can include almost anything the creator wants it to, but a style guide typically covers things like grammar issues, spelling issues, formatting issues, and general writing recommendations. A grammar issue might be whether to capitalize the first letter of a full sentence after a colon. I don't.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
A spelling issue might be whether to use the American or British spelling of a word. I use the American spelling. A formatting issue might be what font to use for a specific section of the document or web page. For example, if I'm referring to a specific word in the blog, I make it bold. And finally, a general writing recommendation might be whether jargon is allowed. I try not to use jargon, or at least to define it when I do. A style guide is a very, very good thing for editors. It will keep them from wasting time reworking documents to fit their preferences. And a style guide is also a very, very good thing for companies and publications. It keeps all their works consistent, which makes their overall offering feel more professional. People might not consciously notice it, but they'll feel like something is wrong if things aren't consistent from page to page. A style guide is also a pretty good thing for writers because it saves them from spending time waffling about which way to do things and from fighting about it on email lists. It can also save writers from offending unreasonable editors who have strong preferences that they otherwise fail to communicate. So the bottom line is when you start a project with a new company or publication, always try to get the style guide. And if you hire writers, make sure you have a style guide to give them. That's all. As always, this is Grammar Girl, striving to be your friendly guide in the writing world. You'll find a transcript of this podcast at www.qdnow.com, and also links to a couple of example style guides. That's QDNow, short for quickanddirtynow.com. I've also added a new box in the sidebar at the website called Grammar Girl Essentials. It lists my favorite grammar and writing books. And thank you to everyone who left reviews at iTunes. I really appreciate it. And if you're sitting at your computer right now and haven't already left a review, why don't you do it right away? It doesn't hurt nearly as much as seeing two spaces after a period.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.